This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are living separate lives as their future hangs in the balance. The couple briefly reunited in Cody, Wyoming, following West's very public bipolar episode. Kardashian, 39, was weeping in photos of the pair having an intense conversation and flew back by private jet to LA after just one night with her husband. Yeezus! Netflix released July's top 10 programs. 10, Fear City, New York vs. the Mafia. 9, Floor is Lava. 8, Dark Desire. 7, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. 6, The Babysitter's Club. 5, The Last Dance, The Story of Michael Jordan. 4, Cursed. 3, Warrior. 2, Down to Earth with Zac Efron. And number 1, Unsolved Mysteries. Now chill. Katy Perry dropped some hints about what fans can expect from her upcoming album, Smile. The pregnant singer and American Idol judge said, quote, "I would describe my new album as hopeful, resilient, joyful, and my own journey of coming through hell. I'm going through very, very feminine things right now. I feel really powerful," unquote. Good for her. 25 years after wrapping its run, Ren and Stimpy are returning to TV. Comedy Central has greenlit a new series based on the former Nickelodeon and Spike adult animated series. They plan to hire a new creative team for the update, which will be reimagined for a new generation. Comedy Central recently announced a reboot of Beavis and Butthead, too. And they need TP for their butthole. Even though she was passed over for Emmy nominations, Reese Witherspoon will produce a movie version of Delia Owens' debut novel, Where the Crawdads Sing. Olivia Newman, who wrote and directed Netflix's First Match, will direct. Witherspoon selected Crawdads as her Reese's book club pick 1 month after the book came out. It was Amazon's top-selling fiction book in 2019. Before he was killed during a Hollywood Hills home invasion, Brooklyn rapper Pop Smoke was dodging New York law enforcement authorities who hounded him to inform on gang members and spill what he knew about a pair of New York shootings. At the time, he'd also been charged with driving a stolen car. The five individuals who are accused of his murder have all been arrested. We'll keep you posted. Leah Thompson agreed with Brad Garrett's claim that Ellen DeGeneres mistreated people. Garrett had said the toxic work environment at The Ellen Show comes from the top. He added that it's common knowledge that the host treated people horribly. The Back to the Future actress chimed in, saying, quote, "True story, it is," unquote. Nope, no happy dance there. Courtney Cox is joining David Arquette in Scream 5. The iconic serial killer that is Ghostface is making a comeback, and supposedly he's bringing other familiar faces with him. Nearly a decade after Scream 4 hit theaters in 2011, the latest installment in the iconic franchise is in the works. No word yet on when the fifth installment will begin production because, well, you know. Tamar Braxton is thanking her boyfriend, David Adefiso, for saving her life, calling him her angel on earth. She said she's grateful for David, who found her lifeless in their home. She didn't provide details about her hospitalization. Her WeTV reality series, Tamar Braxton, Get Ya Life, has been postponed to September 10th. Aww, kinda. After an 8-year hiatus, Brandy has returned to music with her 7th album, B7.
Bingo!
The singer said, quote, "I put everything I could into this project. It was so freeing for me because I was able to really get a lot of things off of my chest, really use music as a way to escape and heal," unquote. Will anyone care, though? Ben Affleck has been asked to not attend the premiere of No Time to Die. The James Bond film stars Ben's girlfriend, Ana de Armas, but movie bosses fear that their presence on the red carpet could overshadow Daniel Craig. A source said, quote, "It would be a disaster if it was all about Ben's mushy PDAs with Ana. A circus sideshow is strictly off the menu," unquote. Ouch. AMC announced Fear the Walking Dead is eyeing a late August restart of production in Texas for season 6. New series Kevin Can F*** Himself will have a late September start in Boston, and The Walking Dead season 11 will go back to production in Georgia in October. Schitt's Creek star Annie Murphy has been cast as the lead on Kevin Can F*** Himself. Good news, except for Kevin. Goldberg's actor Brian Callen, 53, doubled down on his denial of allegations of sexual assault and misconduct. Yep, he posted an impassioned video on Instagram to vehemently deny the accusations of four women in the LA Times and announce he's taking a leave of absence from his podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, which sounds oddly inappropriate now. Jeffrey Epstein's sex slave, Virginia Giuffre, allegedly spent 2 days alone with Prince Andrew at Epstein's ranch, endlessly catering to every need of the royal, who especially enjoyed licking between her toes. The claims were made in a manuscript that Giuffre wrote about her alleged abuse at the hands of the multimillionaire and his accused madam, Ghislaine Maxwell. Ugh. The trash bin. Tekashi 6ix9ine is being sprung. The controversial rapper and convicted felon was officially freed from home confinement, and a federal probation officer removed his ankle monitor. All hip-hop's top snitch has to do now is stay alive, considering that his enemies are out there and they could exact revenge. So we hear. Who wants the over and who wants the under?
The news wrap-up.
Microsoft confirmed talks to buy TikTok in the U.S. and aims to finish the deal by September 15th. Uber employees can work remotely until June of 2021. Booking.com is laying off up to 25% of its workforce due to the coronavirus business downturn. Twitter expects to pay up to $250 million in FTC fines over alleged privacy violations. Yeah, another kick in the teeth for Twitter stock.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Rental is once again the biggest film.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Folklore remains the best-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Too Much and Never Enough by Mary Trump holds the top spot for the third week.
18-year-old phenomenon Billie Eilish has been staying at home just like the rest of us during the coronavirus pandemic. In these uncertain times, she's been spending time with her dog and her family and writing new songs with her brother Phineas. And she's been amassing an already impressive number of fans all across the world. She currently has over 54 million monthly listeners on Spotify and over 50 million followers on Instagram. Billie co-writes the majority of her music with Phineas, and he produces it, which has been a winning combination. Her impressive Grammy wins included Best New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year, and Phineas won Best Producer. And all that quarantining at home has produced this fantastic new song. Here's Billie Eilish with the song of the week, My Future. That was Billie Eilish with the song of the week, My Future. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.